You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump committed a massive crime against our Constitution and our people, and the worst violation of the presidential oath of office in the history of the United States of America. For this, he was impeached by the House of Representatives, and he must be convicted by the United States Senate.
That's lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin opening arguments on the second day of the Senate trial against Donald Trump. He says the case presented by the prosecution will show that Mr. Trump wasn't simply an innocent bystander in the deadly attack on the Capitol.
The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
The nine Democrats serving as House impeachment managers argue the incitement for the riot began long before Donald Trump's inflammatory speech to thousands of his supporters on the 6th of January. Joseph Neguse says Mr. Trump's words were carefully chosen and used for months beforehand to assemble, summon, and incite the mob.
The president realized, really, by last spring, that he could lose. He might lose the election. So what did he do? He started planting the seeds to get some of his supporters ready by saying that he could only lose the election if it was stolen.
Madeleine Dean became emotional as she recounted the timeline of events during the attack that resulted in the deaths of five people. She says an hour after Donald Trump ended his speech to supporters, the mob overwhelmed Capitol security and forced their way into the halls of Congress.
And so they came, draped in Trump's flag, and used our flag, the American flag, to batter and to bludgeon. And at 2:30, I heard that terrifying banging on House chamber doors. For the first time in more than 200 years, the seat of our government was ransacked on our watch.
Among the new evidence presented by the impeachment managers was never-before-heard audio of police officers requesting backup as the mob charged towards the Capitol.
Multiple Capitol entries! Multiple Capitol entries!
1318.
812 to 5th, and we're coming around from the south side.
Be advised, the speed
has ended. Intel, one, be advised, you got a group of about 50 charging up the hill on the west front, just north of the stairs. They're approaching the wall now.
They're starting to dismantle the reviewing stand and throwing metal poles at us. Cruiser 50, give me DSL up here now! DSL! Multiple law enforcement entries! DSL, get up here!
Alright, we're 30 seconds out.
Yeah, we need some reinforcements up here now. They're starting to pull the gates down. They're throwing metal poles at us.
Also played was previously unseen security footage showing Capitol Police officer Eugene Goodman directing Republican Senator Mitt Romney away from incoming rioters. Other videos showed body cam footage of officers being attacked, rioters trying to break down the door of the room where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's staffers were hiding, and former Vice President Mike Pence and his family being rushed to safety after the mob called for him to be killed. David Cicilline says while all that was happening, Donald Trump did nothing to intervene, with those around the former president at the time claiming he was delighted by the attack.
The facts are that on January 6th, Donald Trump did not once condemn this attack. He did not once condemn the attackers. In fact, on January 6th, the only person he condemned was his own vice president, Mike Pence, who was hiding in this building with his family in fear for his life.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says the evidence presented by the Democrats so far is damning.
I don't see how after the American public sees the full story laid out here, not just in one snippet on this day and another on that, but this whole scenario that has been laid out before us, I don't see how Donald Trump could be reelected to the presidency again.
The trial continues tomorrow. Amy Hall, SBS News.